Once again from the North Pole News Desk, I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The elf community at SantaTrackers.net grows by leaps and bounds this time of the year as tracker elves are recruited by the millions to help track Santa for Santa. From North Pole Flight Command, we have Elf Crash Murphy standing by to update us on that effort. Crash, what's the latest there in the world of tracking Santa?
Frank, earlier this year, Santa put forth the challenge to improve Santa tracking efforts, and right now it appears that effort is starting to pay off. I'm receiving word that we have more reports from tracker elves all over the world than ever in history, and that's because Santa set us on that course.
Crash, how can Santa be tracked now when he's not even flying yet?
Well, like everything else associated with Santa, it takes a lot of preparation, Frank. These reports are all of a planning nature. Elves out there checking roofs and chimneys, reporting on the weather, and sharing information on local conditions that will be of use for Santa when he does fly. Tracker elves do these things as far in advance of Santa's launch as they can, so that when Santa does fly, he does so safely and quickly.
So tracking Santa actually begins with providing Flight Command with data that Santa can use when he takes off?
That's the idea, Frank. It is simple but necessary work, and any elf can do it. In fact, we have elves from age 3 to 104 this year engaged in this work all over the world.
If someone wants to become a tracker elf to track Santa for Santa, is it too late?
Not at all, Frank. They can go to SantaTrackers.net and take the elf oath and get started right away.
Fantastic report, Crash. We're thrilled to hear that the good work of the Tracker Elf program is happening so nicely. From the North Pole, where tracking Santa is our specialty, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting with the ultimate Santa tracker himself, Elf Crash Murphy, for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.